Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump condemns anti-Semitism. President Trump is calling recent threats against Jewish community centers horrible and painful.
This tour is a meaningful reminder of why we have to fight bigotry, intolerance, and hatred in all of its very ugly forms. The anti-Semitic threats targeting our Jewish community and community centers are horrible and are painful, and a very sad reminder of the work that still must be done to root out hate and prejudice and evil.
Trump made the remarks Tuesday after touring the National Museum of African American History and Culture. The president's condemnation of anti-Semitic attacks comes one day after the Anti-Defamation League reported at least 10 Jewish community centers in multiple states had received bombing threats on Monday, the fourth string of such threats since the beginning of the year. Last weekend, the graves of more than 170 Jews were vandalized at a cemetery in University City, Missouri. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis in Baghdad on Monday met Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and praised the Iraqi armed forces as they seek to liberate the northern city of Mosul from the Islamic State, also known as Daesh.
They have been outstanding in watching out for the people that they're trying to liberate from Daesh, but at the same time defeat Daesh decisively. And I salute the operation in Mosul so far. It's been very professionally carried out against tough resistance. And to see them back in the fight again today as they free the rest of Mosul.
This is VOA News.